Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Longtime businessman and philanthropist Tim Cashman joins us. He's president of the Cashman Companies, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Bank Saloon in Carson City, we are delighted to welcome to the program Tim Cashman. He is president of the Cashman Companies and a philanthropist, and absolute pleasure to have you on, sir.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We were just chatting right before the show, and I think it's a great way to start this out. Which is, you know, your companies have had interests all across the state, from Las Vegas to Elko to Round Mountain. So you've had the ability and the experience to see the state as a whole. What were the things you learned from your living in various places in Nevada apart from Las Vegas?
Well, I think Nevada is a very diverse place. Reno, when I spent the 11 years I spent up here in the 80s and early 90s, is a just absolutely beautiful place. It was a beautiful place before man ever settled here, the Indians ever settled here. Las Vegas was a desert with a spring, and Las Vegas is what people have built. Reno, you could argue that everything man builds in Reno takes away from its natural beauty. And so I think therein lies a very interesting psychological difference between Las Vegas and Reno. And the rurals, when you add those in, are just, you know, just an absolute, you know, their agrarian background and the ranchers and sheep herders and the Basque influence really makes rural Nevada and Nevada a special place. It's a very diverse place.
Do you have concerns that as Las Vegas, because of term limits, has grown and grown in power, and of course population growth, that it's being put, the rural Nevada and even the metro areas, Reno, Sparks, et cetera, are being pushed to the side a little in the thinking process?
I think there are those who would argue that northern Nevada has had such a lock on the political process for so long that a little of diversification in that area certainly wouldn't hurt. I worry about rural Nevada because it's just, it's losing its voice, I think, quicker than certainly Reno. The diversification that's happened in the Reno-Sparks area really makes it special and stand out. And I think that's going to be one of its strengths, A, in the economic process or the economic vitality of the state, but also the political strength of the area, I think.
You spent a considerable amount of time at Tahoe. You were on the TRPA. You were a member of the Tahoe Fund. You helped build the bike trail that is astonishing. Tell us about your thoughts on Lake Tahoe and the fact that over the last, up until recently really, over the last decade or two, Tahoe has really been pushed aside, not in terms of its beauty, because it's stunning and still remains that, but in terms of its tourist, you know, capabilities. Now with the Eldorado taking over Caesars and therefore owning two of the three main properties there, things are going to change. Also, Larry Ellison owns the Calneva at the north end of the lake, and we don't really know what's going to come out of that, but
something hopefully stunning. Someday.
Yeah. Yes. So what are your thoughts on Tahoe as it moves into the future, tourism-wise, and yet at the same time being able to preserve the natural beauty and ecology?
Well, and therein lies the challenge that the TRPA faces, and frankly, all of the many municipalities and organizations that make up the Tahoe Basin. I can't remember the number, but there's 20 plus public agencies that have a finger in the Tahoe pie. Joanne Marchetta and the TRPA staff, along with the board, have done a tremendous job over the past decade, the 11 years I was on, in passing a new regional plan, which, you know, focuses on doing just what you said, you know, redeveloping the urban cores up there, but also preserving the non-urban areas. The shore zone plan that was recently passed and the bike path that you mentioned, major accomplishments that will help prepare the lake for what we saw last year, which was a tremendous influx of visitation. Now that was driven in part by COVID, but really changing demographics and changing desires of the populace, both in northern Nevada and Northern California, to get out and recreate. And I think the next challenge is going to be, you know, being able to create sustainable recreation for the people who want to enjoy Lake Tahoe, and that's the challenge that the group and everyone up there faces today.
Have you been to Lake Como in Italy?
I have.
Okay, so one of the things that's really neat about Lake Como is the number of ferries that go across that lake. You can get, and there's 50 different kinds. It's not like Sydney, right, Australia, where it's the public transportation. This is a whole different thing. Would you like to see something like that going at the lake, be able to cut down on some of the road traffic?
Well, and it's one of the tools in the toolbox. Has yet to be used effectively. There's constant conversation about it over the 11 years I was on the TRPA. There have been some small tests. I would love to see it. I think there's plenty of opportunity for it, particularly going from Tahoe City to City of South Lake Tahoe. Or state line. Lake Tahoe's really been changing dramatically over the past 20 years. Gaming is much less a driver of economic activity and tourism up there than it used to be. In fact, one could argue that some of those hotel casinos are way significantly large for the available interest in gaming today. It's really a changing dynamic up there, and getting people out of cars, as you just said, is one of the key drivers of the future for Lake Tahoe, and figuring out how to move people from the Sacramento, Northern California, and the Reno area to the lake and back without having to put them in their car.
Yeah, I think that Gary Carano, and he said on this program last year, is very excited about the ability to gain control of Harvey's and Harrah's at Lake Tahoe, because really, and corporations have to put their cash where they think it'll be the most effective, deploy them in that best way. But I think they completely ignored Lake Tahoe. They didn't reinvest in those two properties. And really, they ignored Northern Nevada, because the Reno Hilton, Harrah's Reno was in terrible condition by the time it was finally gotten rid of. But I think they were just deploying capital elsewhere. They didn't realize how many people were coming to Northern Nevada because of TRI, because it was becoming a mini Silicon Valley. The pricing in the Bay Area was so expensive that companies just couldn't afford to stay there anymore.
Yeah. That's true, and it's gonna. But it's gonna be a different dynamic. It's going to be people who come for recreation as their primary driver, getting outdoors, hiking, biking, enjoying the lake, as opposed to gambling. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't gamble, and doesn't mean they won't take in great restaurants and great entertainment. So I think there's a significant opportunity even today in the entertainment business in Lake Tahoe.
Have you been to Shields, the world's largest sporting goods store in Sparks?
I have not. I've seen it.
Okay, well, it is a huge and beautiful facility, and it's stunning, every kind of piece of entertainment, sports-wise, that you would ever want to see. And when it first opened, I interviewed Steve Shields, who is the owner of the property, and he was like a spokesman for the convention authority, talking about how you can buy a fishing pole here and you can go down to Pyramid Lake and fish, you can buy some hiking boots, go up into the mountains and hike, ski. I mean, it was just fabulous. And I said to him, if it weren't for the incentives, the star bonds at the time, would you have built here? And the answer was no. So how do you feel about incentives? Because right now we have a governor and GOED that are not keen on the idea of incentives.
You wouldn't have Tesla if you didn't have incentives.
Correct.
In Northern Nevada. Southern Nevada could use some diversification along those lines, and I think incentives are an important tool. I understand that they, you know, may reduce property tax revenue for cities and counties and the state, but you have to have, again, tools in the toolbox to bring people here and to incentivize them. My good friend Steve Hill did a fantastic job when he ran GOED, and he had those tools, and he was successful in using them. And it concerns me that there's beginning to be some resistance to utilizing whatever means we can to capture business coming to the state and not flying over us and going to Texas. I mean, we've seen that happen a lot just in the last 6 months with some big players in technology leaving Northern California.
And that's really the way the game is played these days, which is that these companies like Tesla or Amazon go to multiple states, ask for bids from those states, and then relocate where they get the best deals. Nevada is blessed with relatively cheap land, relatively low power costs. Those are, it seems to me, the big drivers. And then if you can throw in an incentive for one big company, then you're going to get all the smaller ones coming in right behind it.
And that's what, and that's played out and proven with Tesla and Panasonic and Apple and the significant investment that's gone into Northern Nevada. And I think it's important. We, and I'm not privy to what GOED's working on, but it just doesn't appear like we've recently, in the past couple of years, really been in the game to attract additional investment. And, you know, I think something, you know, in Southern Nevada, whether it be out at Apex or something, needs to happen, because Las Vegas needs to diversify.
Well, and the Southern Nevada Water Authority is now pushing the pipeline. They've got a couple of different routes for it, but to get into the southern part of the valley near to Ivanpah, John Ensminger was on the program a couple of weeks ago and talking about how that is moving ahead despite all the COVID problems and the lack of tourism, that all of the environmental portions are being done now for growth at Apex and at Ivanpah. Isn't Ivanpah going to be the diversification potential that Southern Nevada has wanted for so long?
I hope so. I'm not sure what form it's going to take. I think what I think the air freight and the commerce and transportation of goods back and forth is a substantial issue, but there's a lot of that going on right now. One of the biggest things, if you're in Southern Nevada, that you would notice today is just the growth of distribution and warehousing and distribution, like started in Reno long ago. And I think that Ivanpah can be a huge economic boost to the region. I'm not sure I want to drive 30 miles to go to the airport down the road.
Right, but they're talking about, well, I mean, unless you were dealing with freight, you probably wouldn't be going there.
Right.
But one of the initial discussions was about light rail between Ivanpah and Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that has the potential to actually be a pretty cool way to travel.
Yeah, and you know, the high-speed train from Southern California, too, is another driver. But those, I think the diversification that you can see in the warehousing and freight and distribution business is important. It's good. It's already happening. If Ivanpah juices that on steroids, that would be really a boon for Southern Nevada. But then you have Apex, and Apex is a it's just now getting water. And there's a fantastic opportunity to do what you really don't want to do in the valley. I mean, we used to have basic materials and the ammonium perchlorate plant and Henderson, titanium metals, all of the industry, in the 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s out in Henderson. But that's really not appropriate for the basin now. It should be outside, whether it be Ivanpah or it be up at Apex.
Right. When you've got a base of 2 million people heading towards 3 million, you don't really want to have a percolate plant that has the potential to go vertical.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a break. More with Tim Cashman when we come back.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety, too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tim Cashman. He's president of the Cashman Companies. They've been around for 90 years and going strong. His dad was Big Jim Cashman, and you can Google that and you will see an incredible history of 90 years of business from the Cashman family. One of the things that you guys are involved in is the Cashman Good Government Award from the Nevada Taxpayers Association. And a spy on my behalf told me that there's an interesting story about how you gave Ryan Juden and North Las Vegas this year's award.
Yeah, it was fun. Typically, we give that award at our annual meeting and our annual luncheon. And, you know, we try and get as much publicity and recognition for the winner as we can. But obviously, in today's COVID environment, we had to do it a little more creatively. And so Cindy and I, Cindy Creighton, the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association, and I went to Clark County and gave the county and the city a finalist award. There's a finalist award for the Wildlife, Nevada Department of Wildlife. There's one for Washoe County up here. And the winner happened to be North Las Vegas. And so we The mayor of North Las Vegas, love him, he just thinks this is the greatest award in the world.
And John Lee.
John won it in 2015 for how North Las Vegas deals with adversity. I mean, this is another perfect example of a great government, city or local government that just deals with adversity. So anyway, I thought we would work a little bit of a game on John, and so I sent Cindy in, and she started presenting the finalists award, and they were all very, very happy with that. And I waltzed in about 2 minutes, 3 minutes into her presentation, holding the big trophy, and they were all focused on her. And Cindy said, "Well, what's going on here?" And they all looked, and I'm not sure what they really thought as I had that trophy in my hand. But I walked down, and I think they just thought I was bringing it to show it to them. And I said, I took the microphone and said, I'd just love to congratulate Ryan and the city of North Las Vegas for winning again this year's Cashman Good Government Award.
Well, the thing that impresses me about North Las Vegas and John and Ryan is that they looked at Story County and the speed with which Story County was getting things approved. So that when companies came in, they could essentially get a grading permit the day they got there. And they took some of the best practices and applied them to the city of North Las Vegas, which is something that I think that every local government should look at so that things can be sped up in Clark and Washoe and Reno Sparks. But I applaud the city of North Las Vegas for doing that.
Well, absolutely. Let's face it, they have significant opportunity in the northern part, but it's the least flush city in southern Nevada, and it has challenges that Henderson, Las Vegas has some too, but the county that they just don't have. I mean, in fact, they didn't have any COVID funds, and luckily Maryland and the county gave them $23 million, and they took those COVID relief funds, and they supported their local businesses, they supported their residents. 85% of that $23 million went to people outside of the government of the city of North Las Vegas, and that's what they won the award for, and they really do a fantastic job in trying to promote and trying to do the very best they possibly can for their constituents in that
city. All
right,
let's take another break, and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tim Cashman. He's president of the Cashman Companies. So your family has been involved in auto dealerships over the years with Cashman Cadillac. But the thing that struck me in doing a little bit of research on you was, tell us a story about why you decided to put the Harley-Davidson dealership on the Strip, and how successful did that become?
Oh, that's simple. When we took over the Harley-Davidson business, there was one small 20,000 square foot building down in East Sahara. And we built a bigger building in an old warehouse or an old big box shopping center not far away from it, and business just exploded. We started selling t-shirts like you can't imagine. And we sold 400,000 t-shirts a year.
Wow.
And so it just became clear that we had to diversify. We had to take the business up to the western side. We already had a place in Henderson. And the next thing to do was put something on the Strip, if we could. And the recession came along, 2008 recession, and we were able to acquire 5 acres for about $8 million, which was a pretty good deal back then. And
Phil Ruffin paid $38 million an acre.
Yes, that's right. And so it was a no-brainer. It had to be on the Strip because people love the brand of Harley-Davidson in Las Vegas. You put it on the back of a t-shirt, you put it on anything, and it's just, it's magic.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for doing this. I know you don't do these things very often, so I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim Cashman. Okay. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers on television, radio, audio and video, podcasts, and YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast coming to you from Carson City. See you then.